Let's go to Washington now, where yesterday the White House was in the throes of a bad news cycle, a war between President Trump and his one-time campaign strategist and senior advisor, Steve Bannon. Well, then that war was interrupted, and probably not by accident, by an abrupt announcement that the president had dissolved his highly publicized and highly controversial voter fraud commission. And that commission asked states to hand over huge troves of voter data so it could search for evidence of voter fraud. Well, then came the lawsuits and the refusals from many states to get involved with the commission. Zoe Tillman is a legal reporter with BuzzFeed. She's here to explain the decision and what to make of it. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, the most important question first, why did the Electoral Fraud Commission go away? It was a sudden move.
The White House gave two reasons for the decision. The first being that states weren't complying with requests by the commission for voter information, including voter names, party affiliations, other personal information, some digits from their social security numbers. A number of states just said, this is too much. Some of this is not public information. And then the second reason the White House gave was that they kept being hit with lawsuits. There were 8 pending lawsuits in federal courts across the country challenging the legitimacy of the commission itself, its efforts to collect voter data. One of the commission's own members was suing the commission, saying he wasn't being told what they were doing. So between those two things, the White House said, we're going to get rid of this, but the president said he was going to direct the Department of Homeland Security to take on some of the work of the commission. So we'll see what happens there. But for now, the commission is over.
And the president said another thing in his announcement as well, which was brief. He said, yes, states just won't get on board. They just won't cooperate. But there was ample evidence of widespread voter fraud, the president says. Can we tease apart what's true about that statement, whether it really was refusal from states to cooperate that derailed this thing, and whether the president's claim that millions of people voted illegally and that there's widespread evidence of fraud is actually true?
The president's claims of millions of people voting fraudulently in the election last year, that's been unsubstantiated. There hasn't been any evidence of that. Conservatives will point to select examples of voter fraud to back up this idea that there is a need to probe the issue further. But civil rights groups, voter advocacy groups, Democrats have said that this was all really a pretext to push policies that are meant to suppress minority voters, whether it's voter identification, other policies that make it tougher for some people to get to the polls. So the commission really hadn't done much one way or the other, in part because of the lawsuits. They just weren't able to do certain things. There were just complications whenever you're sued. But I think it was a mix of not having information to work with and facing a number of lawsuits that make it difficult to proceed.
Still, the commission is one thing, and the president's claims about widespread voter fraud costing him the glory of the popular vote is quite another. But we shouldn't pin all of this on the White House, Zoe. It pays to remember here that Republicans nearly unanimously in Washington and outside of Washington support the president's idea that photo IDs, very strict ones, he said, are needed to protect the security of voting across America, despite the fact that jurisdictions and courts in places like North Carolina have said that some of these systems are designed to keep minorities and poor people from voting.
Yeah, and I mean, this morning the president tweeted again that there is a need for voter ID laws. He stood behind his belief that there is widespread voter fraud. The public face of the commission, Chris Kobach, the Kansas Secretary of State, has already said that the dissolution of the commission was a strategic tactic and that he's going to continue pushing this work and he's going to work with the Department of Homeland Security. So this is certainly not over, and whether it's going to be the federal government making some kind of national policy or whether it's going to continue to be at the state level and states are going to figure out what they can and can't do depending on how much they're challenged in court, this is certainly not over.
And Donald Trump and Chris Kobach are not alone. Again, most Republicans agree with them on this point. Zoe Tillman, legal reporter for BuzzFeed. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.